This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, and guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. What's happening, brother? Super Bowl week?
Super Bowl week. It is finally here. We're going to see who the fakers and who the makers. I just made that up. I don't know.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
That was a new one.
Check engine light cannot possibly be on already, but on a day like this with the weather,
it's on.
Had
is it on?
Through. Well, yeah, because you got your lav mic in your hand as we're starting the show. You went and got some pillows.
Oh yeah,
tell the world that you had to prime yourself up. I'm going to tell them that because you get up as the intro is beginning, you disappear from the screen, and as we have on our Facebook. Everybody involved in this show, all these faces just suddenly like jumped into the screen like, where'd he go?
No check engine light. We good. We good.
No, we good.
We okay.
We got a fun show today. We're going to have a fun week, obviously, Super Bowl week. So we'll have all kinds of guests coming in and out, including Juju Smith-Schuster going to join us. So we got to break a little early in the first segment. For those who follow our show and you tend to think, oh, they go long, they'll be gone for a while. No, we've got to keep it tight. We're looking at about 25 to get him on. And we'll have some fun with him. He's always fun to talk to, no doubt about it. Plenty to get to with him. But there's a lot of news happening in the world of sports and a lot of news in the NFL, as we do have, again, the Super Bowl coming this Sunday. So let's get right to Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And, Bart, the trade that feels like maybe, you know, release the hounds, right, when it comes to the quarterback carousel that we've been talking about that we kind of feel like is going to be a very busy offseason in the NFL, a position that is so valuable that it's hard. You always say it's hard to find quarterbacks, but there might be a lot available, some very good ones available, and one very good one, maybe two very good ones, were just traded this weekend as Matt Stafford heads to L.A., to the Rams. He finally escapes. Détroit, he gets to a place now where he has a chance to show he can be not just a really good quarterback, but a really good winning quarterback.
Yeah.
And Jared Goff suddenly goes from the favored son. Everybody loved him in L.A. to now, well, welcome to Detroit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so the trade. Now, here's the first question out of the trade. I have to ask this right out of the gate because I'm an NBA guy. This trade would be widely panned if this was an NBA trade. This trade would be criticized top to bottom. In fact, it would be illegal because there's a rule against it. The Rams, in making the deals that they did, which is trading away their 22 and 23 first-round pick, they now will not make a first-round pick for a total of 7 straight years. Jared Goff was the last first-round pick they made back in 2016. Think about that. They will not make another first-round pick until 2024. Would you argue then that unless they win a Super Bowl, in 2024 you might look back and say this was you know, like, we can't judge this trade until either they win a Super Bowl, the Rams, or when we get to 24 and see the result on both sides of this thing. That's a lot to give up. It's a huge sacrifice. Why is this the right deal for the Rams right now?
I mean, because you talk about an organization that is good trying to go to great. Good gets you to the playoffs. Good may get you to the Super Bowl. Good may get you to the divisional round of the playoffs, but it won't get you to the promised land. And if you're just getting to the dance and you're good luck Chuck, whoever beats you goes off and wins the championship, then you have unfinished business. You understand that they're really taking Aaron Donald's prime seriously, right? They're taking Jalen Ramsey's prime seriously. They went all in on those guys, and one of the reasons they didn't have a first-round draft pick is because they traded one for a lockdown corner. So now they have effective players at every single level of their defense, guys that can make plays. And you can say they don't have any first-round draft picks, but really when you're picking 23rd, 28th, are those really like the prime top 10, top 15 picks? No, you're down there looking for guys who are falling or either guys that you are over-evaluating and projecting up. When you look at what they did with Cam Akers last year at number 2, I would argue to say that he's a first-rounder. He's a first-rounder talent. He gave you first-rounder productivity. So not all first-round draft picks are created equally. They understood that McVay played the good soldier. He said all the right things about Jared Goff, but you can sense the frustration. When we're in year 3, and I'm sitting up here at year 4, and I'm sitting up here having to get you to the line of scrimmage so that we can start to call in the plays, but I'm making sure the main reason I'm getting you to call the plays early is so that I can tell you where the hell to go with the football, so that I can tell you, hey, you need to do this before they cut the mic off, then that's an issue. Because you don't pay a guy $100 million, but when you go to the Super Bowl, the rules say that you have to pay him, even though they went in spite of him, not because of him. He played okay, but it was more about Gurley. It was more about McVay, his innovative offense. And then Bill Belichick showed how you stop that offense. So I believe that, you know, they recognize that, listen, we have to play super special for him to be able to, for us to be able to win with Jared Goff. If we bring in Matthew Stafford, we give up the first-round draft picks, we can make a run, and a legitimate run, because now in that division, who's the best quarterback? Is it Russell Wilson? Yeah, people are going to say Russell Wilson, right? Is it maybe Kyler Murray? Right. Wrong. You guys have not watched Matthew Stafford, because he has been out on Temptation Island, stuck out there like Wilson and what's my guy name? What's his name? Tom Hanks. He out there with Tom Hanks and Wilson for 3 years. That's why ain't none of y'all seen how good he is. This is a guy that's thrown for over 5,000 yards a couple of times in a dysfunctional organization. You give him weapons, you give him a defense, and he's going to show you something that you didn't know that Matthew Stafford was capable of. Write it down right now. I said it today, Bart Scott, February 1st, snow winter over here on the East Coast. No Easter. I don't know what the hell you want to call this thing. I call it a whiteout. I'm going to say Matthew Stafford. Look, zoom in, camera. God, you see me. Damn it, I almost said the seven words that they said I couldn't say. Matthew Stafford will be an MVP, a realistic MVP candidate next year. Yeah, I said it. And they are dangerous. And whenever you can make one move, I don't care what you got to give up, and it makes you this dangerous, where you arguably going to say that maybe your offense may be the top offense in the league. You already got the number one defense in the league. And now you add a guy that I'm telling you may be the MVP of the league. Then it is worth it. I don't care how many number ones you got to give up. I don't care if you're picking leap year. It's worth it. Because if you're not winning the title, if you're not first, you're last.
Oh, we're going
Shake
there
and
now. I mean, it's a Monday. We're barely 6 minutes into the show, into the week, and Bart's already threatening to use one of the seven words you can't say on radio or TV, and now also quoting Talladega Nights. Okay.
I love 12 pounds, 6 ounces, baby Jesus.
I see where this is going, and I like it. Now, what you say, though, about the first-round pick stuff here, I think is important. We won't know anything about this trade as far as impact until the games begin. We know the talent that Stafford is, but we haven't seen him be able to show it in winning form. Not a lot. One time. I think they won and had an 11-win season.
Yeah, that
was basically it. So for the most part, we've seen him succeed while the team was not. So let's see now when it's winning time, big moments, let's see now if that same quarterback is there.
Yeah,
but let's also look at this the other side, because we always fall in love with what I call the currency of hope, which is draft picks. No matter what, it's in the NBA, it's in the NFL. The first round picks, the draft picks, get your draft picks, and then all these young quarterbacks and everything. As we're going into a new draft with a ton of young quarterbacks, 2 years ago we're talking about the 2018 draft and those quarterbacks. How about this, Bart? The first seven quarterbacks drafted in 2016 draft. Only one is still with the team now. Now that Goff has been traded, he was the number one pick.
Yep.
Now that Goff is traded, the first seven quarterbacks taken in the 2016 draft are no longer with their teams. Only one. And you know who that one is? Carson Wentz.
Ah, well, he's on deck. He could be walking the mile.
That's my point. This was Goff, Wentz. You remember Paxton Lynch?
Who?
Yeah, exactly. He had
you mean the dude that was out there with old Drew Locke?
He looked like Captain Morgan with the mustache and goatee.
Yeah.
How about this name that I know will make you shudder? Christian Hackenberg. That would be a Jets pick. Yeah, I know. Second round Jets pick. Jacoby Brissett. He moved on. Cody Kessler, Connor Cook. All of them, other than Wentz. And you know, it feels like a matter of time before Wentz is also playing for his next team.
Oh, he on deck.
So do we put too much into this?
We do. Because, listen, if you're a Jet fan or a Raven fan, you understand this very, very clear, right? Ed Reed, 2002, was 23rd. Man, let me tell you something. You can end up with an Ed Reed. Or you can end up with the Jets equivalent, or who they picked and passed on Ed Reed, Brian Thomas. And I know everybody out there in radio land is asking, who the hell is Brian Thomas?
That's exactly
your point. That's my point. He was one of my teammates when we got here, And when I got to the Jets, I was like, hey, man, like, oh, man, who are you? Like, man, I'm like, we called him a little Tink Tink because he's like, yeah, at this point, he was all old and beat up. And at this point, he was only a year eight. Like, hey, Tink Tink. Like, you know, yeah, you know the Jets passed on Ed Reed. And I said, well, whoever did that need to be fired. Oh, my bad, Tannenbaum. You paid me. I shut my mouth.
Well, speaking of Mike Tannenbaum, Mike T's the guy who said for the Rams, this deal is reckless.
Yes,
this
reckless.
Is an all. Look, they have the beautiful stadium so far.
Yes,
which you'll have fans next year, God willing, we'll all be normal again at some point. By football season next year, we pray, of course, we'll be back to a normal society.
So we gonna be a radio row next year. Where's it at? It better be nowhere whack. Ooh, is it Vegas?
I believe it isn't the Super Bowl next year in Vegas.
I don't know. I just know whenever you get a new stadium. Oh, it could be in L.A., son, because L.A. built theirs before Vegas.
Well, we'll look it up. I try to live life like what's tomorrow, but still, you have a brand new stadium in SoFi. It's got it ain't paying for itself, right? So you've got those ticket prices. The better you get, and all that stuff. Vegas sees this trade as a slight upgrade. It's interesting. William Hill, Caesar Sportsbook, after this trade had the Rams go for next year's Super Bowl +1800 to +1500. Yes, J Dub does confirm L.A.
Oh, we gonna sizzle. We gonna sizzle.
I miss L.A. Since I stopped being a beat writer, I haven't traveled nearly as much as I used to. L.A. was one of my favorite places.
Are we going?
I mean, obviously, right? That's like, yeah.
We going.
Me saying L.A. is one of my favorite places is silly. Of course it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's been a bit. It's been a bit. Yeah, we have to figure that one out. We could already start working on that.
But to Tannenbaum's point, if you get to the Super Bowl, what would you give up? What would you give up to go to the Super Bowl and have a chance to win it, knowing that you have a quarterback that can't get you over the hump?
Well, I guess that's my point, is that I keep going back to the draft picks, and the draft picks is the currency of hope. So it's the trade is hope. It's not like you traded for a guy who's – you didn't trade for a 43-year-old. You didn't trade for a 37-year-old. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, if he does get traded, and I don't think he's going to, but if, 37 years old, like, you know, that's a little bit different. Your runway is a lot shorter than if you're going – 27, right? Stafford to 31?
No, he's 31.
31, right, 31.
He's going to be 32.
Goff is the – yeah, right. I have the numbers mixed up. But 31. 31, there's still plenty of runway left. In fact, you'd argue it's probably his prime.
Right, exactly.
So this is the if you're ever going to trade for a guy like that, this is when you do it. Two picks for Jalen Ramsey, that makes your defense better. That makes you an elite defense. So the two firsts for a guy like Jalen Ramsey made a ton of sense as well. Yeah. You could argue it in any way you want. Okay, then – hold on to the draft picks. Keep Jared Goff, who you aren't sure is going to be your answer. Draft another quarterback, and then what?
Now you
hope
starting
that
over.
Guy. So it's you're still using the H word. You're still saying hope.
Yeah. And you this wasted one, who's prime.
This hope to me, at least has a resume.
Right.
I think that's why when I look at this deal and I know what Mike T's saying about it being, I don't think it's reckless. Is it a risk? I think it's a calculated risk.
Right. It's
I love the deal. Now we understand the Rams side of it. You're a Detroit guy. I heard Jalen Rose today on Get Up. He was excited about it for the Lions. But really, what do you see in Jared Goff now for the Lions? Dan Campbell going forward as they're trying to rebuild something there. They have the draft picks. That's a good part. But they have Jared Goff, who did take a team to the Super Bowl, was a number one overall pick, and has been one of the – you know, he's gotten – how many – what is his win total over the last couple of years? 42 wins is the second most in the last four seasons.
They've been one of the most talented rosters. They're winning in spite of him. So if I'm Detroit, which I am a Detroit Lions fan, I am upset. If I couldn't win with Stafford, how the hell am I going to win with this dude? This dude don't even know. He's still getting talked in a headset. Wow. Stafford is an all-system guy. This guy is a system guy. So listen, we bite kneecaps and taking L's. That's all I'm saying. That's what we're doing. We got the worst quarterback in the division because I believe that Chicago's going to get somebody better. And you look at now, you go out there with Jared Goff, where would you rank him out in the NFC West? Behind Russell, behind Kyler, potentially behind – who's the fourth team? I can't think. Anyway, he's last.
49ers?
Yeah, the 49ers. Well, they got a horrible quarterback too. That's
going to lead us to the discussion. The more discussion will be like Adam Schefter saying there could be 18 teams that can change quarterback this offseason. It's incredible. Two of them already have. We'll go through some of the other teams and figure out who they are, who are the real ones that definitely need quarterbacks, and who are some that we're just waiting on to see if they're willing to make a move like that one, dramatic. And also, now we see the cost for a Matt Stafford. What is now the cost for Deshaun Watson as the Texans say they're digging in? But the price, did it go up? Did it stay the same? A lot more to get to. But, of course, we got Juju Smith-Schuster coming up in a couple of minutes here. We'll have a lot of fun with him. Be a great discussion. But right now, first, Bart has this from DraftKings.
This is the big one. The last game of the football season is this weekend. A game this big deserves a big prize, not just some trophy. The DraftKings, the official daily fantasy sports partner of Super Bowl 55, has $55 million in total prizes up for grabs with the Super Bowl prediction pool. All you have to do to get a share of these huge prizes is enter DraftKings' free prediction challenge. Once you submit your picks, you will get a free instant prize up to $25,000. And if you have the most predictions correct, you could win the top prize of $1 million. Download the app now, enter the free prediction challenge, answer the question like who's going to score last, and boom!
Boom!
Get ready to make it rain, James Harden style. Download the DraftKings app now, use promo code BART, and enter to win the free $55 million prediction challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing, so use promo code. Listen, this is important. Use promo code BART. Now and enter $55 million prediction challenge only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. Juju, Corvette.
Coming up next, but that was all Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, ESPN app. It's Matt Spica, and we are pleased to be joined by Juju Smith-Schuster joining us via the Goodyear Hotline. We had to bring you in the right way.
Put some respect on his name, Jujeezy. Hey, listen.
Oh,
I love it, man.
That was so funny.
Listen, Juju, much like you, I'm a little older. You probably don't even know nothing about me. I was a habitual line stepper like you, bro. And I was a habitual line stepper in that division that you're in for a long time. And you had to know that you was you was bringing the smoke. You was asking for all the smoke when you got up on the logo. But I know earlier on it was just something you were doing for TikTok. What people don't know, that's a lot about branding and making money off the field. Once it got all the attention, you doubled down on it, which tells me that you're a habitual line stepper like myself. So welcome to the Barton Hahn Show properly with your theme music.
Yes, sir, man. Thank you. I appreciate that, man. I love the intro.
So I got to ask you, it's this something about, especially about social media fame that you have that is great in one way because you see, obviously, the instant love and reaction from people that you like to do, and you like to share your life with people, like when you finally got to see, and I know athletes, I try to explain this to people, hey, I just went 7 months. I didn't see any of my family because of COVID and the restrictions and the protocols and everything else, so you were happy to be home seeing everybody, and everybody then decided they wanted to see you too, to a point where you had to go to social media and say, well, thanks for coming to my house to see me, but can you just leave us alone now? Did that get a little too hectic for you and the family?
Yeah, man, it's kind of crazy, man. When you build a crazy fan base, from L.A. to Pittsburgh and just all over the world, it's something that you got to take into account, where you film out, where you record. And I did a video out in front of my mom's house, and it kind of got out the word that, my family lives there. And, just getting involved in, man. Like, people come to the door, knocking on the door, asking for pictures, asking, hey, Juju's here or not.
Coming to the door?
And, it's getting
man, you better get some dope pictures or some German Shepherds out there, man.
Or just get a ring door, like, just get a camera on that thing. Like, I don't know you, so I'm not answering.
You know, the new move is now you have to post when you're already back from the destination.
There
so
you
post everything back. So then when they come there, I'm like, nah, he gone, man. He left a week ago.
Yeah, you got to post when you're leaving.
Now, tell me this, man. Did you? I'm sure you saw the Matthew Stafford news, but it kind of brought up some memories that maybe Matthew was maybe considering maybe going to Pittsburgh, as we don't know, you know, what Ben's future is with the organization. You're a free agent. How important and how much conversation are you going to have with the Steelers about who's the quarterback? And because that affects your future, because even if Ben comes back next year, he's only there for a year. So you need to know who's the guy in the future if they do bring you back that's going to be throwing you the football. And how heavy does that weigh on your decision?
That's the factor, you know, with Ben coming back and all that. Obviously, I would love to play with Ben, as much as I can. And if that's possible, then let's make it happen. As far as if the quarterback in the future goes, that's something I have to speak with, Coach Tomlin, Mr. Rooney, who they have plans for the future and stuff like that. But as of right now, I'm just waiting to see where all the pieces go. And then I finally make my decision. But I do take into account that, I would love to play with a great quarterback.
Yeah, with that in mind, it's something that we've been watching, and Bart mentioned that trade. That's the first of what some people think is going to be several moves involving quarterbacks. Some teams will be drafting them. Some teams will be trading them to some big names, Stafford being the biggest one so far, but other names have been dangled out there. Deshaun Watson, even Aaron Rodgers' name has been out there that could move. Is that where you are, especially with your position, being a free agent? Is that what you mean? Let me see where the pieces fall. Let me see where some of these guys end up, and then I'll think about where I want to go. Like, do you either have a list of preferred places, or do you say, no, I'm not even going to make that list until I see where some of these players go?
As of right now, it's definitely exactly how you said. I'm just waiting to see wherever players go. I have it in mind, when you're playing chess, you're 4 or 5 moves ahead, and I have some teams in mind that is just like, okay, if this person goes here, if this person goes there, then that's a possibility.
Now, you look up and some of the reports out that Matthew Stafford said, trade me anywhere but New England. But New England, right? And that's crazy that we hear that. And that, to me, you can't say it because you're a current player. I'm a habitual line stepper, and I hate the Patriots because I've been in the division, whether they killed me when I was with Baltimore or when I was with the Jets. But for years, we thought that everybody was going there to be a part of that culture. It seems like now everybody was going there to play with Tom Brady, the GOAT, who's in his, 10th Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Is the Patriots on your list? And if the Jets get Watson.
Oh, wait, let's take it one step at a time.
They got a lot of cheese on their taco. No, I'm trying to get them to agree.
I know what you're trying to do. Before you put on the full
court
press.
We got money. We got real money, man.
I still would rather. You're putting words in the mouth. Let me hear from Juju about this.
Okay.
The idea that Stafford's in anywhere but New England. Tom Brady has left there. Is there something about New England now without Brady there that makes them less attractive for free agents?
I mean, you think about every NFL team, you also think about, okay, who's the head coach? And then you go into the next factor, who's our quarterback? And I think because, the England doesn't have a legit, like quarterback who's set in line right now, it's kind of tough, to people make decisions to go there. I think when Tom Brady was there and Belichick was there, you talk about one of the best duos to ever do it, is the best duos to ever do it, and then you remove Tom Brady, and they still don't have, a set quarterback in line for their future. It's just tough. And that's just anybody. That's any team, That's anywhere where you go, And like you said, some teams are going to draft quarterbacks this year, and some teams are looking to see where people go. As far as Deshaun Watson and his situation, that's another chess move that, would be waiting to see, where he wants to go. So it's just curious. As far as, the Patriots being an option. Any team could be an option for me.
No, Juju. I'm going to save you from yourself. It's miserable up there. Life is miserable. Practice is miserable. Bill is horrible. That's why nobody want to go there. Matthew Stafford's like, I got a taste of the Patriot way without the winning with Patricia. I'll be damned if I go there and deal with that again. Hail to the north.
All right, so we're talking with Juju Smith-Schuster of he's now a free agent, or will be a free agent.
Called Flash.
On the Goodyear Hotline. So let Bart now begin his official recruiting pitch to you.
Courting.
When it comes to playing in New York.
Well, first, Juju, first of all, Corvette, you would have been on Jimmy Kimmel. You would have been on, you would have been all over the place. Dad, we would have had T-shirts. Fallon, we would have T-shirts Jimmys. Ready for you anyway. You know, if you win here. Now, listen, Pittsburgh is tremendous. You know, you're in a division where you have a lot of good young quarterbacks. You know, you guys will be transitioning there. So I'm going to leave Pittsburgh out of it. I'm saying every place but Pittsburgh. You know, you have Robert Saleh here. You see how Emmanuel Sanders was getting open with all those jacks off the play action. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got plenty of money. We can get you, and we can bring Deshaun Watson. But what are you looking for as far as your organization? Because a lot of times, in my experience, people make mistakes because they go to the place that offers them the most money, not the place that's the best fit and they'll be most happiest. Because you only get the first 3 years of that contract, and nothing else is guaranteed. And if you're miserable, like, I don't know what that place is now, but when I was coming, the Raiders, I want to say Cleveland, and I want to say the Bengals were where you went for careers to die. You don't get paid, but you're going to be miserable as hell. So what are you looking for in an organization that you want to go to try and take the second half of your career and flourish and go on and write your narrative?
And we're not – are we including Pittsburgh or not?
No, I'm not. I ain't going to put that pressure on you, Ricky Bobby. I ain't going to put the Pittsburgh pressure on you. All the other teams outside of Pittsburgh, because you know that's home for you.
Well, I think it's more of a general question, right? Because you being a free agent and being one of the premier wide receiver free agents in this class, and it's going to be a lot of movement. So you do, as you mentioned, you're going to see when the dust settles, what fits best. So we're just asking you a general question, like what would be, in your mind, what are you looking for out of where you want to go? If it's stay or go somewhere else, what are the most important things to you, aside from, of course, money?
Oh yeah, easily. Who the GM is, who the head coach is, and who my quarterback is. Those are obviously the quarterback that comes first before anything, because we're the players, we're on the field. At the end of the day, you know, I feel like the money is going to be there. You know, I want to go to a team where we win. You know, I want to win. I want to compete. You know, for playoff games, for Super Bowl, literally all that. I cannot see myself being on a team where we don't compete, or you know, we don't, because you know it would just eat me up alive. One thing that I've always, you know, talked to other players, they always said, you know, the grass ain't always greener. And me being with the Spurs for the past 4 years, I've seen guys go and try to come back, and you know, it doesn't work out. I've seen guys go and come back to the Spurs. You know, I feel like I built my foundation and my future, you know, with the Spurs, and if it's something that, you know, we're gonna have to rebuild. With the Steelers, that's something I would do. I don't mind doing that too. But that also comes to the take that, you know, being paid for what I'm worth and stuff like that. So, but then again, you know, it's not set into stone. Like I said, you know, all the chess pieces have to be played, and then from there, possible you know places are what they have to offer.
Now, I tell you what, you know, watching your game this year, you showed a lot of versatility by being able to play in the slot. You know, where are you more comfortable at? You know, being at X or Z or being in the slot? Because, you know, with the addition of Claypool kind of being a vertical threat, you show that you can kind of work the middle and you had the toughness, you know, to catch the ball in between the hashes. So what do you feel more comfortable at?
Honestly, wherever they play me, I think my first 2 years I was playing a little bit more outside than inside. This year I played a lot of inside, you know, having guys like James Washington, Deontay Johnson, and Chase Claypool, you know, being vertical threat. It's going to get to the point where, you know, I would love to be a guy who can go inside and outside. I would love to see Chase, you know, his big body side go inside and outside too. And, you know, pretty much is, you know, a lot of mismatching, you know, on where we line up at. But as far as, you know, running between the hatches and stuff like that, you know, I'm always about, you know, getting down and dirty, making those big blocks and, you know, cracking down on D-linemen, running across the hashes, you know, catching balls in traffic.
Where do you put yourself right now among wide receivers in the NFL, among everyone? Where do you put yourself? What's the company that you are in right now?
I'm probably number 32 receiver in the NFL right now.
Oh, now you want to be modest. 32. Corvette, Corvette. No, you don't come out with your own dance if you that modest. Stop that. You don't believe that. Now, I tell you what, I just know
there's a lot of great receivers out there, and you know, I'm still striving to be one of them. So, you know, we gotta keep pushing.
Now, do you think, okay, you know, maybe, just maybe, like, the ceiling is so much higher, but you got to go with somebody that knows your superpowers, like maybe a former USC quarterback that knows where you like that ball, how you like it low, you like it
here
behind, take you out of traffic, that shake and bake, that nonverbal communication? You know, could you see yourself getting busy with Sam Darnold?
Y'all boys love the Jets, man. Jets.
No, man. Listen, I'm just trying. Listen, I'm trying to have something to talk about.
Okay.
I'm trying to get something to talk about. Listen, you know, you definitely don't want to go to, you know, replace Galladay or go there in Detroit. You don't even know who the hell throwing you the ball there. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking for all the teams for you with extra cheese to put on your taco. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Jacksonville got it, but do you want to be get catches from a rookie quarterback? Maybe, maybe not. Do you want to go to Houston? Nah, they already got three receivers. None of them are great. You know, they're trying to replace Will Fuller. You don't want to go to Chicago. You don't know who the hell throw you the damn ball. It could be Mitchell Trubisky again on a franchise tag. So I'm trying to figure out, like, I'll tell you what. San Francisco would be good, but they trying to get rid of Jimmy G. So I'm trying to find some places that got some money to give you some money, the fame, and some dubs.
I like that. You know, definitely Sam Darnold is a guy I played with in college. You know, that chemistry, you know, something we had. You know, we definitely, you know, we probably never lost that chemistry. But, you know, I think that'd be cool, man, to play with a former quarterback. But then again, you know, like I said, all the pieces have to be played and see where it all ends up at.
Juju, we appreciate it. We appreciate you playing along. I know being afraid, it's not easy because you don't want to lock yourself into one thing. But as you know, Bart's very passionate about his green background, his Jets background.
No. Listen, go to the Ravens, too.
Action Jackson
needs some help. Action Jackson needs some help, too.
Well, okay, you want to talk Ravens, too. But we also play very strong in the New York market.
That's like going to be a Jedi and then going to be a Sith Lord if you leave Pittsburgh and go to – you can never go back to Pittsburgh.
Well, yeah, that's a move. That's a move, too, that would take a lot of courage.
All right. I ain't doing that.
But before we let you go, though, we appreciate you. This was a lot of fun. Tell us – you're working with Oikos. Tell us about that.
Yeah, man. So I'm working with Oracle's, you know, pros. Basically, what it is just pro face, you know. That means getting ugly by making it pro face. It's intense, raw expression. We make, you know, by setting new records on and off the field, we all make those ugly faces when we're working out, you know, trying to get strong, trying to be a pro. Another thing with pro face, when I work with them, this is something that's near and dear to my heart just because, you know, they talked about, you know, giving back to the community, basically just giving back to 100 pro fitness people, which $1,000 minimum each, and they can help, you know, focus on their business and during the pandemic and everything. So if you want to check it out, go to orcospro4pros.com, man. Check it out.
All right, great stuff, Juju. We appreciate it as well, and good luck, and we look forward to talking to you when you introduce yourself as a new Jets wide receiver. That was Juju Smith-Schuster giving us the straight talk.
We cut his mic so we can't say back.
No contract, no compromise. And as far, thinking of the pro face, Bart makes that pro face every segment of the show. That angry face. There it is right there. There's Bart's pro face from Oikos Pro. Again, we thank Juju. That was a lot of fun. And we'll see where he ends up. But interesting that he said 32. That's where he puts himself. Really. Coming up, something that happened in the NBA last night that you think probably hasn't happened in a long time. But in fact, it happened earlier in the weekend as well. An incredible couple of days in the NBA. And when they say where Brooklyn at, certainly ain't on defense. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
These were, you know, some amazing performances by the Brooklyn Nets, but ultimately the turnovers and the lack of defense late, you know, really hurt them.
I couldn't guard a stick today. They kept attacking, and that's what good teams do and good scorers do. So.
Bart and Hahn.
Be plenty of that on the driveway today. You know how you like you know you push through. And it always leaves that one white line. You got to come back and get it. It's like, come on. Snow in the Northeast. Snow across the country in Chicago. You're probably still digging out. But if this storm has gone across the country, so we hope everybody just stays safe and just take your time. But you got to shovel through. That's just where we're at right now. Bart and Hahn. Alan Hahn. Bart Scott. ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, and guests on the Barton Hunt Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Juju Smith-Schuster was a lot of fun. If you missed it, it'll be on the podcast. Wherever you find podcasts, just put in our name, and it will come up. We are presented also by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your car, home insurance as well. So let's do Getting It Done, brought to you by Grainger. And the Wizards, as you heard that cut right there, the Wizards got it done last night. And boy, did they. And they have been struggling. And it looked like the Nets, in a game that there was, you know, a defense optional, the game that ended 149 to 146 in regulation, everybody. And so there's less than 10 seconds to go. And the shot clock is off. The Wizards are down by five. They're going to another L. The Nets are going to get another win. Bradley Beal comes up the court, nails a three. Now it's a two-point game, but the Nets get the ball out, and you think, all right, you're going to get fouled, go to the free throw line, we'll play this game. But Joe Harris goes to make a quick inbounds, and this felt like, remember when Isaiah Thomas, of course you do. When Isaiah yes, I am going there. Isaiah Thomas throws the ball in and to Lambeer, and Lambeer doesn't get it because Larry Bird picks it up. Anyway, so Joe Harris throws it away because Durant cut the wrong way. He zigged. He thought he was going to zag. Garrison Matthews makes the steal, gives it to Westbrook, and Westbrook, Brody, buries a three, 4.3 seconds to go. Now, all of a sudden, the Wizards have the lead. They take some free throws. The Nets had a chance also late. TLC misses a shot. It wasn't KD. It wasn't, you know, Kyrie. Harden didn't play. So it's amazing they would lose like that. And you hear Kyrie say, I couldn't guard a stick. 149 points you gave up in regulation. That's an issue for that team. There's no doubt about it. But the Wizards, for them, that's a big win for them. Very important. And they got it done last night with surprise. And with supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger, always there to help. Click grainger.com/safety or just stop by. Boy, I would say I've never seen anything like it, but Damian Lillard did it to the Bulls on Friday night.
Yeah.
Almost the same situation.
It's crazy, man. Like, you know, exciting games. These guys' ability to hit shots in pressure situations is amazing.
No doubt. We'll get back into the NFL stuff coming up next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.